All right, team manager, Ollie Stone. Showdown tonight. Let's talk two of these first. Probably not the night you wanted from your two guys. I believe Pierce went down early, and I don't know what happened to Ryder.
I don't know what happened to Ryder either. Pierce went down early, made it hard for himself. Ryder, I think, I honestly don't even remember. Frustrating night for the 250 program. Been a frustrating year, honestly. Congrats to Husky and KTM. Proved that the bike can do it. I mean,
don't fucking tell him anything.
Oh boy, here we go.
I'm not talking about.
I didn't know you guys were actually.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, no, we're actually talking. Don't leave though.
I'm leaving.
Come on, can we just jump in? Let me ask you a couple questions. Jump in here. Nobody.
It's fine.
Stop using a baby's excuse.
It's Justin Barsha.
Yeah, it's Justin Barsha. Hey, much better riding lately. Very good job. Tonight was another good one for you. You know, not where you want to be, but better, right?
Yeah. Pretty darn close to Jet the whole heat race. That was cool. Bike,
you look like you wanted something like that.
Yeah, I was wanting it for sure. That was for sure. Bike was feeling really good the last four races. So that was good. Starts have been big improvement the last four or five races. Honestly, the last four or five races, like, I completely changed my whole program and changed my bike, and yeah, it's been great.
Wait, I know we know your suspension change and stuff, but you changed your program. What do you mean, like back home or what? Like,
well, yeah, fired everybody and my gas team I kept, but but the other guys that were on my program, like motorhome driver, riding coach, they all got they actually fired themselves.
But you, for real, you think that made a little bit of difference? Just attitude, positive mentality, stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, I pretty much just did it on my own, and the results went. I think it was like 5, 6, 4, 5.
Yep.
So that's, we could barely crack the top 10 before that. So
I kind of just thought it was the fork stuff and the suspension stuff, but maybe not. Maybe it was everything.
It was a package of everything. Just clear brain and focus on myself and the boys. Like, the bike, the bike was a lot better.
Right.
Wish we could have found it earlier and did it. Yeah, you know how it is. But all in all, yeah, great ending to the Super season. Did I get the results I wanted? No, but fairly healthy and onto outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, the end of this thing just salvaged everything for you, I feel like, right? I mean, look, you didn't, get on the podium and win, but, like, yeah, it's got to just make you feel so much better.
I think for myself, for the team, like, everyone, being in top five and battling, we were right there for podiums at the end of the season. So, yeah, all in all, it was very positive.
Thanks for doing this. All right.
Yeah, now let me get my baby to bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we
go. Thanks for crashing my interview.
Yeah. No, okay. All right. Back to Ollie. No, you're. Oh, yeah. You're fine.
You don't need to ask me any questions anymore. He answered it for you.
I didn't think he ever talked to the media. How big?
Because I'm here.
Yeah. How big of a fight was it to make those changes that you wanted to make that Sexton's made? Like, was that cool?
It wasn't really a fight. I think Justin spoke in an interview earlier on. We actually tried it earlier in the year, and it wasn't where it needed to be for Justin. But the second go around, we spent a little more time on it, a couple days, picked it apart a little bit, and then went back to where we were and realized that it, after some evolutions, it was better.
Okay.
So the stopwatch doesn't lie, the comfortability doesn't lie, and the proof was in the pudding, I'd say, and the results got better.
Such a relief, because, like, okay, so he's 31 and riders drop off a little bit after they get older, lose some aggression. Got to be such a relief to you that you're like, okay, no, like, that's not it. It's not. He's back.
I mean, they say age is just the number, but a lot of the top guys, apart from Jet, are older now. Like, I don't know, it's what they do in their programs or something like that, but it is a relief. I mean, this Supercross season was one of the hardest for me, I think, with just reinventing the wheel, looking outside the box. I spent 3 out of 4 weeks in Tallahassee just trying different things. It's not been easy, and it's never easy for anyone, but I'm glad he ended where he did. Like, tonight, his times were the same as everyone else. It was the lap that no one was doing anything different. You could do a perfect lap and only gain a tenth. So, I mean, everyone watched it. It is what it is. I mean, onwards and upwards, I think.
Yeah, this has got to be a good thing for you for outdoors. Getting back to the 250 guy before, we were rudely interrupted. I don't know what it is with Ryder D, because he's got a great riding style. He's got speed. He's got starts normally, and it's just not. He's crashing, and it's just, I don't know. Yeah, he's in a bit of a slump, right?
Yes and no. I mean, the starts are there. They've been hit and miss. I forget that he's a rookie sometimes, because he is a rookie, but it feels like he's been around forever, and sometimes he does rookie things, and he proved that tonight. I mean, it's guys who've been in this class 5, 6, 7 years and do rookie mistakes too. It's just a tough class. I'm obviously a little hard on him. Maybe tonight I was harder than normal because I saw no progress from last week. And maybe his mind's on motocross. But I want to have a better supercross season next year with him. And to do that, you've got to make progress during your rookie year. So frustrating as it was, they're both healthy, the 250 guys. Justin's healthy. I mean, we're in a better position than what we were this time last year. So if you look at it that way.
Cool, thanks.
Oh. One more thing. Yeah. I'm not actually team manager. I'm the crew chief. But
right,
stay tuned. There's some news coming this week. All right. See you at Parlor.
All right, we'll check it out. Thanks,
okay,
Ollie.
No worries.